FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendal in North Lancashire. If you can't be asked to travel away, FC Radio.
Gentlemen, please.
Now, right, little Frank.
Well, hello, good afternoon and welcome, FCs from across the world. You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And we're here at David Bower Fold to bring you live coverage this afternoon of this crucial 6-pointer in the lower half of the table. It's Stalybridge Celtic against FC United of Manchester. Ooh, kickoff is coming up in 6 minutes' time, and we'll be bringing you all the love, all the tears, and all the joy, and all the tears of another FC Live. You can get in touch with us this afternoon, station at fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter at fcumradio, or of course you can text us on 0161 850 1878. This is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army, Stalybridge Celtic against FC United. Hello! Steve, I say hello to fill time, you see. Right at the end, I need to fill that last bar of music with something, so hello is right. Don't worry, though, listener, it's not Steve Wood today. He's just doing the match report for the website. Instead, we're joined by Emily Maguire and James Quinn.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
Afternoon.
A very important game, this one, and some very, 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 very big team news.
Yeah, some... huge team news.
So,
it's exciting.
Let me just tell you before we hand over to James for the commentary. Sam Baird, who we've commented on him during youth team commentaries. He's sensational, cracking defender. Did well against a professional side in Carlisle United in the first round of the FA Youth Cup. He starts today. Kieran Glynn, who's been injured, he's in the team. Tom Brown is in the team. Gilchrist is in the team. It's a very young team, Emily.
Yeah, no, and I think, you know, it's something the last few weeks we've said about mistakes that we've made within the squad, and we can talk about experienced players and the need for them, but we need points, we need good performances, and there's nothing better than bringing in a group of young lads who enjoy playing the game and have got something to prove as well. It's an opportunity for them, lads today, to come out and show us exactly what they can do, and there's no better place to come. You know, they're playing against a team that are struggling, so give them the opportunity, give them this moment.
And in case you're wondering where Corbett is injured, Ashworth is suspended, therefore the centre half pairing is going to be Scotty Kay and Sam Baird. It's not going to be the most vocal of centre back pairing, but then again the last one wasn't either, was it?
Yeah. I think Scott Kay will bring that, you know, organisation we saw when he dropped back in last week. That he did make a bit of a difference to the back four, so he'll keep them more organised.
There's also Dale Tong and Chris Chandler starting for the fullbacks. In central midfield, we've got Tom Brown, Harry Winter, and Kieran Glynn, I suppose. And on the wings, George Thompson and Jerome Wright. And who's captain, and Jason Gilchrist is going to be up front. So it's an interesting one.
It is an interesting one.
Substitutes Tom Greaves, Sam Sheridan, Matty Wolverton, Jake Williams and Gareth Arneson comes. And obviously we've mentioned him a few times, not just on this show but on the MPL show as well. Cracking player at Workington. He's had his health problems, but he is a good player with pedigree at this level, so one to watch. Anyway, this is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army. It's now time for the proper coverage of this game. It's Emily Maguire. But first, James Quinn.
Well, thank you very much, Ben. And good afternoon. Good to have your company here at Bower Fold, Stalybridge Celtic, home of Stalybridge Celtic, which, of course, was a home for FC United for a while. It's those nomadic periods before FC took up residence at Broadhurst Park. The Stalybridge Celtic team has got Grant Shenton in goal, played seven times for FC. Number two, Danny Morton. Three, Adam Mather. Four, Matty Hughes, the skipper. Five, Danny Wisdom. Six, Darren McKnight. Seven, Brian Summerskill. Eight, Gary G. Nine, Liam Dickinson. 10, Josh Hine. 11, Aidan Chippendale. And on the bench, Danny Wilkins, Adam Morning, Josh Heaton, Scott Spencer, Aaron Chalmers, and there'll shortly be a minute's silence in remembrance of those who fell in the Great Wars. Well, that's the minute silence well observed there, as you would expect. And we're now ready for this contest. It's National League North action for you this afternoon. It's two teams that desperately need points. Stalybridge Celtic, right in the thick of it, in the bottom three. FC United, 7 points clear of the drop, but have been descending towards the danger zone for some time now. Some very poor results recently. Lost at home to Bradford Park Avenue, another one of the strugglers last weekend. And what are the fundamentals here, Emily, from an FC United point of view?
We've seen the changes, and I think it's important that happened. You know, we couldn't keep relying on, you know, putting out the same players, the same teams week after week with the mistakes and poor performances. And it's important that people know that they can't afford to do that at this level and within each game. But today it's all about giving these young players as much time and as much ball time as you can, really let them settle into the game. Stalybridge here for the taking today.
And Harry Winter, the man who's G'ing everybody up in the centre field. Jerome Wright, of course, club captain for today. Gilchrist, the number 9, has the ball at his feet. Carnell, Tong, Chandler, Brown, Kay, Baird, Glynn, Winter, Gilchrist, Wright and Thompson for FC United. On the bench, Greaves, Sheridan, Wolfenden, Jake Williams and Gareth Arneson. And referee looking his watch, readying the players for the beginning of this this game. And off we go. Winter takes the ball back from Gilchrist, and now Tong. Long ball forward there towards Gilchrist. He's out jumped by Wisdom, and the ball is cleared. Nodded on there deftly by Josh Hine, a loan signing from Salford City. And Carnell clears this one, but that's a comfortable header there for Wisdom. As Scott Kay, wearing a number 5 shirt, now could be a centre back with FC for some period, you feel, as Matty Hughes, a skipper there, has to concede a throw in just level with the 18 yard line. Good pressing there from Gilchrist. Throw in taken by Wright. Kieran Glynn tries to control it, can't do so, and that's flicked out there, and Scott Kay will collect. It's a throw into FC United halfway line. Chandler will in fact prepare to take this one. It's a good lengthy throw there, just a bit too far. Glynn will try and put pressure on Matty Hughes, but Hughes successfully shepherding that out for a goal kick.
Yeah, it's good. Good start from the front players. There'll be a lot of movement up there. Gilchrist chasing the ball down. It's important that FC put the pressure on the Stalybridge Bridge back four as often and as soon as they can.
Shenton's goal kick. And now it's gone all the way through there to Dickinson. Dickinson, the tall figure on the right-hand side. Scott Kay in close attendance. And Dickinson wins the throw there. So far from the corner flag here, a Stalybridge attack. Stalybridge in their blue shirts with white sleeves, white shorts, blue socks. Sheffield Wednesday style outfit. And a throw in far side. It's going to be a long throw. FC fans crowded behind that goal there. That's a good delivery there. And Winter gets the header. And it's nodded on by Brown. And now Kieran Glynn nicely there. Slipping his man, and oh, and a wayward pass there from Tom Brown. Disappointing, because Gilchrist was ready to make a run there.
Yeah, he certainly was, and a fantastic bit of play from Glynn. We've seen how fast his feet are, good close control. You know, he didn't rush the pass. He did the right thing.
Played through there, Scott Kay with the header. On the halfway line, it's McKnight, who can't control that volley, and that will be a throw-in to FC United round about the halfway line. Now it's Tong. Throw in. Down the line there towards Gilchrist. It's cut out well though. But Tong gets a nice speculative volley forward. George Thompson nods it forward. Looking for a bit more from George Thompson today. FC United. Fine quality player, but just a bit inconsistent of late. Tong plays it across there, but it's a wayward pass. And Morton, well, he's dispossessed. Now Jerome Wright, he's come right in field here, but it's taken off his bootlaces. That's a nice little ball from Dickinson, which, well, that was good goalkeeping in the end from David Carnell. He went to ground there, close to the striker's feet, and it looks like he might slide out of the area, but controlled it well. George Thompson now right-hand side. Good decisive defending from Wisdom, and a high foot there from Tom Brown means a free kick to Stalybridge just inside FC territory.
Yeah, we saw Chris Chandler there, good reading of the play. He'd supported his goalkeeper as the through ball came. You know, Jerome Wright needs to be careful bringing the ball into the middle and not dwelling on the possession.
Yes, got himself into a little bit of trouble there, Wright, but Mather's free kick there, it's a decent delivery, it's nodded across. Unconvincing header from Brown, and Stalybridge player will pick this up. It's Chippendale. Oh, that's a good cross, but Scott Kay is well positioned. Glynn there tries to clear. FC just making a bit of a meal of this, but eventually Carnell will clear and Gilchrist will pursue gamely, but it's Grant Shenton with the clearance. Chantler nicely controlled, plays it out to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright along the left touchline there. Gilchrist is tackled, but it's a throw into FC United. Just 5 minutes gone here, no goals. And Chantler will take this throw in on the halfway line. Winter plays it back to Chantler. Chantler will half volley it forward there. And that will come through well. Matty Hughes there, safety first. He was hoping that would make its way back to Shenton, but it didn't. And in the end, he just hoofed it out for a throw into FC United. Sort of midway inside Stalybridge territory. Chantler wants some movement ahead of him. Down the line, it was Glynn there, made a nice run, played it back there. Jerome Wright tries to control it. Now Winter has it. Winter, oh, nice play from him. Tries to get it out to the byline, but just shows a bit too much of it there to Morton. And it's a throw in to FC United now. About 15 yards from the corner flag. Chantler preparing to take a long one here. FC United in their away strip today. White shirts with that kind of chevron across. And that's a good throw from Chantler. Penetrative there. Corner ball. Excellent from Chantler.
Yeah, lovely ball in and well positioned there from Winter. He put the pressure on the defender, forced the error. You know, he couldn't get his header away and he's hit it behind for a corner.
So, George Thompson preparing to take this corner from the left-hand side. Good looking ball in, doesn't quite beat the first man, comes back from right, he'll have a shot but it's well blocked and that will spin away and it'll be a corner again. George Thompson will get a second bite of this particular cherry.
Yeah, we need a good ball in, you know, that first one it was slightly too low and it didn't really beat the front post, but a nice flighted ball in and somebody to attack this.
Thompson again, better this time, but oh, and well, Shenton almost dropping it there, but recovered. And it's cleared there. Chandler takes it with his left foot and then just hoofs it clear. And that came off the Stalybridge player, or was there a foul?
I think it was a foul after the ball had gone. He's given a free kick, just a late challenge. Right, FC, they just need to be a little bit careful. They seem to be bypassing the midfield currently. They're sending the ball long, which is good for players like Gilchrist. He'll run on the end of it, and Glynn. But we really need to work this Stalybridge team.
Although Gilchrist a bit isolated at times so far, as Chandler takes this free kick, decent delivery there. Thompson goes up, but he beats everyone. And it is a throw into Stalybridge Celtic. They're parallel with the 18-yard line.
It was always a risk that, you know, you've got Tom Brown and Winter that are fairly similar. They're workhorses in the midfield, and leaving a player like Sam Sheridan out, you risk the midfield having to be bypassed.
Winter. Heavy tackle there, and the throw-in goes to FC United. Dale Tong will take it in front of the Stalybridge dugout, which is about, 15 yards inside the Stalybridge half. That was intended for Thompson. The ball comes to Glynn. Thompson keeps it in play. Backheel for Glynn. Nice football. Glynn with a low cross, but it hits Wisdom, who clears. And young Baird there getting in a challenge. And good pressing there from Hine, the Salford loanee. And no-nonsense clearance from David Carnell goes all the way to Shenton. And
I think I'm right in saying this. Grant Shenton lives opposite Broadhurst Park.
Does he?
Yeah. Mm.
And he won't be coming on the team coach then when they visit. Unless they all do that thing of going to a hotel, you know, the night before. And
I should have said disclaimer. Swampy told me that.
David Carnell is, don't know what that was about there from the producer. David Carnell down at the moment.
The Grant Shenton thing about him living opposite Broadhurst Park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Carnell, as he slid out, you know, he's doing that really well. He's coming off his line very quickly and picking up the pieces, but as he slid in, he's just been caught. I think he will be all right.
You know, there's no sign of a physio. But he does look at a little bit of discomfort, but he's up now and he's ready to take this free kick. And I think there's going to be a. Is there going to be a sport? I thought it was going to be a sporting handshake there from the big man, Liam Dickinson, but he was just coming in case Carnell fumbled at all. Centre field, it's coming out to George Thompson. Funny bounce there. And now Glynn, oh, nice control from Glynn. Plays it out to Thompson. Thompson, well, just was too strong from Glynn there, and Thompson had to race to try and keep it in and then. Losing control and it
initially
goes
good control kick. From Glynn, but sent him far too wide. Needs to be careful with those balls. You need to draw him in and let him take this fullback on.
Goal kick. Grant Shenton in an orange top and white shirt, white sock, white socks, white shorts. Goal kick taken. Deep into FC territory. Dickinson nicely heads it on. Scott Kay mops up. Throw into Stalybridge. The ball goes out of the ground. Another ball is required, and they're going through them thick and fast. Shout of "Get them together!" there, which I'll ask Emily to translate. Adam Mather's throw. It's chipped her there. And that's gone out for a throw. And what's that? What's "get them together" mean? Is it keep?
Keep closer, maybe trying to get the front players when they're coming down this line to just work a little closer. Yeah, he's telling them when it's coming down this line, especially on throw-ins, he's wanting them to work just a little bit closer so then they can split and work off each other.
Thank you, Emily. The Emily Maguire glossary of football dugout terms will sure be a a Christmas favourite, as that's threaded through, but Staley Bridge break it up and throw in now, which Dale Tong will take just a few yards inside Staley Bridge territory. Tong plays it down, was rather ambitious there. Gilchrist will chase, but Wisdom will just shepherd that out to goal kick to Staley Bridge. Slightly messy start, a messy few minutes to this game, not a lot of structure to it, but Shenton will now take goal kick. Dale Tong trying to organise the back four, play line. There are three Staley Bridge players in offside positions at that moment, but that's played through and throw into Staley Bridge.
He's got quite a point to prove, as Dale Tong today. He didn't have his best game last week, and they're forced to make the change with bringing Williams in, so we need a big show from him.
So throw into Staley Bridge again. Mather again will prepare to take it, or is it a, is there a free, I'm just checking what's happened here, is it a free kick? No, just swapping personnel there as this gets a good rub there with the front of the shirt, and throwing. This is going to be a long delivery for Staley Bridge. And here it comes. Oh, thrown in nicely, and it's flicked in. Well, it was a good delivery there. It was a Josh Hine with the throw, and it was Aidan Chippendale who just supplied the finish. Pretty straightforward there. Could have been defended better.
Yeah, like all of them. It was a great delivery. It's a good throw. He's put it into a very difficult area. You know, the keeper can't come forward into there to claim it, but there's enough defenders in front of him. Scott Kay was the spare man. He should be alert to these bouncing balls, and he should have really closed it down earlier.
And Chippendale rather undressing the FC defence there. And Dale Tong under pressure. Winter out to Thompson, flicks it forward. Gilchrist wins it well. Back to Thompson. Thompson checks. Left-footed ball, tries to switch the play. Excellent. Now it's Jerome Wright, left-hand side. Can FC respond immediately? Jerome Wright there, good block. And it falls fortuitously there for Grant Shenton in the Staley Bridge goal. Well, after some of the recent results for FC United, this series of games, Bradford at home last season, Staley Bridge away, was seen as an opportunity to FC to win some points and to pull away from the danger zone. It's really not working out that way at the moment. 4-2 home defeat to Bradford last weekend, and now 1-0 down here at Staley Bridge as Thompson flicks it. And Wisdom there just makes a bit of a hash of it, and he's read a real hash of it. Jerome Wright, oh, the ball just escapes him below. He scores, and Danny Wisdom.
Absolutely, he's had a shocker there. You know, the ball was an easy one for him. He had a lot more time than I think he thought he did. He's slightly taken his eye off it. It's come off his shoulder that's allowed Gilchrist to close it down. The initial ball in, I was looking at that first ball towards Jerome Wright, should have been dealt with.
And it's mistaken identity as well. It's Matty Hughes was the offender, the skipper there with that mistake. In fact, another correction. I think it's, is it Danny Morton? Yes, it's Danny Morton. I do apologise to all the families involved. All that confusion, but Danny Morton was the man there. The ball hit his shoulder rather, then he tried to get control of it, completely miscued, and it fell for Jerome Wright, who buried it very sweetly. 1-1, and Staley Bridge must be absolutely livid there, desperate need a point to get themselves ahead, and then a basic error at the back, and Gilchrist has just strayed offside there. But that's very
a lifeline there for FC getting back in so quickly into the game. I mean, Jerome Wright, he still had a lot to do. The ball, he took it slightly wider than he would have liked, but a good finish.
Indeed, and Shenton now with this free kick. We've played, 16 minutes here. 1-1, FC just equalising through Jerome Wright after that initial goal from Aidan Chippendale. And Dale Tong will take this throw in. just by his own corner flag, right hand side. Here he Tong, down it goes. Matty Hughes there with a wayward clearance there. Will be a goal kick to FC United. I can tell you the goal behind David Carnell is much more heavily populated than the home end. Very handy location, of course, for FC fans. And the flare's gone off. Matty Hughes, and then it's played on, and Scott Kay does well, positioned well. Winter flicks it out towards Wright. Wright does well. Likes to get a low cross in there towards it's 2-1! And it's Gilchrist. It was a low, looked like an ineffectual cross there, but the Staley Bridge defence had really, at the moment, trying a tribute act to the FC defence of late. Just yeah. All missing it. Fell to Gilchrist, took it on his left foot. Nice finish. FC United 2-1 up.
Yeah, fantastic finish. And, you know, he's alert to everything. Gilchrist in there. Super finish. Gave Shenton absolutely no chance. Like you say, that ball in from right, it didn't look like anything at all. It was low. But that defence just stood still, flat-footed. And it's allowed FC to gain the lead and the advantage. There's a message there. FC really need to pile the pressure on Staley Bridge back four.
Yep. We have to remember, despite what FC... Ooh, and that was... there'll be a... Right there, there was a... I think it was G that carried on his run. I beg your pardon, it's Josh Hine. Into K, but K's up and OK. Yes, sir. And... Staley Bridge Celtic with the unenviable record of the worst defensive record in the division. 45 goals they've conceded already this season. Yes, we have a guest physio today.
It's just having to, I think, from the earlier incident with Carnell, you know, as he came sliding out, it's just... he's realised he just needs a bit of treatment. Doesn't look anything too serious.
And doesn't young Sam Baird look at young lad?
Yeah.
He gets a pat on the shoulder from Jerome.
It's a great opportunity for him. I think, you know, this is where he'll need the players around him. Like I was saying, you know, Dale Tong, it's an opportunity for him to really prove himself today. And Scott Kay at the back, just to talk him through the game. He's looking comfortable at the moment. Perhaps just a closer mark in within the Staley Bridge goal, but you know, it's a good game for him, this.
Indeed, and Carnell still being treated. There's something about the demeanour of Kieran Glynn that's incredibly relaxed and composed. Like, you almost this is just...
I told you that story, didn't I, when it was after a youth team match and he didn't play, but he was obviously there just in case. And I walked to the tram stop, and there was loads of scroats just milling around on the platform. And I went, I'm going to stay up here till the tram comes, then I'll do my last minute dash. Kieran Glynn walked straight past me and stood right next to him. Not care in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how he deals with pressing so well, I think. And defenders double teaming and so on. But still, I think the a little bit of treatment has been almost complete now as Carnell pulls his socks up. Literally, I should say. And there will be a free kick to FC United, which Chantler will take just outside the centre circle. And FC fans, of course, in the Lord Tom Pendry stand right opposite us as well, so a very good contingent as Chantler plays this one. Cut out there by Mather. Winter, Glynn on the turn. Tom Brown there. Back to Dale Tong. Tom Brown keeps it in play. Well, then a wayward pass. Now it's G, Gary G. And that's a good tackle there from Tong, but Mather reacts well and just boots it across the field. I think this will go out for a throw-in. No, Chantler will keep it in. And he'll play a long speculative ball forward there, Thompson. And that's cleared now by Mather. Scott Kay. Winter. Winter, nice ball there. Thompson, first time ball, but an ill-judged one there. Because the defender was right on top of Kieran Glynn. And now Baird, the youngster, clears it well. George Thompson there, gets himself into trouble there. And Chippendale, the goal scorer for Staley Bridge there, but wins a throw-in. It'll be a throw-in to Staley. Chippendale not liking the challenge he had a few moments ago, has a word with the referee. And that's nodded across there. And now Chippendale again, good tackle there. That was Baird.
Yeah, well-timed. Well-timed challenge from Baird.
Now, Chippendale's cross. Over it. Ooh, that was a...
Carnell spilling
almost
there, yeah.
Spills, yeah, but it was a good run. It was excellent run there from Brian Summerskill there. And nobody picking him up. So a chance there to get 2-2 Staley Bridge, which Summerskill couldn't quite take. And throw into Staley Bridge. Well, there's goals in this here game.
Yeah, there certainly is. At both ends, they're showing gaps. They're showing opportunities to pounce upon.
Baird miscues a header. Jerome Wright mops up. Carnell plays it out to Chantler. Chantler there with Summerskill bearing down on him. Plays it down the line, but that's well read by Morton. Morton tries to bring it in field. Oh, loses possession. Out to Jerome Wright. First time ball for Gilchrist. Would be... Oh, and it just evades everybody. Now George Thompson plays it back there. Tom Brown plays it forward. First time Gilchrist can't quite control it. Brown rather rushed his pass when he had a bit more time, and G brings it forward. And
great challenge again from Tom Baird covering at the back.
Also known Sam as Baird. Sam Baird.
Also known as Sam Baird, sorry.
But yeah, lastly, just made three challenges. He's got into the game as Carnell catches there. An awkward deflection off an FC shirt. And Chandler brings this forward for the visitors. Plays it back. Jerome Wright. Wright will try and play another long ball. It's Glynn who's drifted forward. Heads it down. Would have been a perfect ball if Gilchrist had been further forward. Really was. Lovely, deft little header there as Wisdom plays it back to Shenton. And Mather there has to run to rather keep that in. Now.
It's good pressing. That's better, that from Tom Brown. Squeezing the play, keeping Staley Bridge on the back foot.
It's Darren McKnight who faced that strong challenge. Now then, Mather will take this throw in. And Brown gets in the way. Another throw in. A few yards further up now. Now, Wisdom plays it across to Morton. Morton will play a ball to Summerskill. Summerskill will turn. And now a good ball out to Chippendale. Chippendale will look to deliver an awkward low cross. And two players coming in just missed it. It was a delightful ball from Aidan Chippendale. And both Dickinson and Hine almost got on the end of it.
Yeah, it was a fantastic ball, hit with pace and purpose right across the six-yard box. Players flying in. Slightest of touch, and that's a goal.
So, FC United, well, I think you could get very, very, very short odds against more goals in this game. Both sides vulnerable. FC leading 2-1 as things stand. Wisdom's header. Scott Kay. Nice control there by Chippendale. Chippendale, Winter, good work. Great from Winter. Hey, Chippendale fighting to get it back there. Tom Brown. And a little of a late challenge there from, I think, from Chippendale.
Yeah, frustration as losing out there to Winter. Great play from Winter. He's so strong, but he gets his body in the right position to not only just win the ball, but keep the possession as well.
And now it's Dale Tong now on the halfway line. Free kick. Floats it forward. That's intended for Gilchrist. It's not a bad ball. Gilchrist gets a foot on it but can't control it. Mather plays it forward. Now Summerskill. Nice first time ball from Summerskill. But Baird reads it well. Plays it back to Carnell, who clears. And this ball goes way high in the air. Mather heads it. Tong gets a foot in it, can't control it. Now Summerskill plays it back to Mather. Mather, though, loses possession. Dale Tong flicks it forward towards Glynn. Glynn now with Wisdom. Wisdom there does well, but plays it forward. Thompson gets a bit of head on it. Summerskill now still deep inside their own territory, but Mather will clear. And, Baird, have an old veteran there, the way he put a sly arm around the neck of the rather larger figure of Liam Dickinson. So obviously a streetwise young man.
Quite a handful. Quite a handful to contain. So big, so strong, but he's doing well. He's Baird, he's keeping his eye on the ball and the players. His position's good.
And throw in now, Dale Tong, halfway line. Gilchrist, who's dropping deeper now, and Glynn is the man who's staying in the most advanced position, and he will now pursue this. Wisdom will let this go out for a goal kick if he can, and Glynn does ever so well, wins the ball, but just can't quite control it. Now Thompson, though. Wisdom with a recovery tackle. Thompson there, poor ball, and I think this will go out for a throw-in, will it? No, it won't. Mather will clear. Winter, man on for Winter. He'll play the ball back to Baird. Baird back to Winter, and good pressing from Stalybridge means it has to go all the way back to Carnell. Plays a nice pass out there, but somebody was offside.
He must have come back. It's Jerome. He's come back from an offside position.
28 minutes gone. Now it's Jerome Wright. It's Winter. Scott Kay. Winter, Scott Kay will play it back. Dickinson read that well, and a rather hurried clearance was a bit sliced there, but it falls for Glynn. Puts it out to Thompson. Gilchrist and Glynn ahead of him. Now Glynn's made a nice intelligent run towards the corner flag, and a good tackle from Chippendale, and it's a corner. Good work there, Glynn, ever so nice the way he found space there. And again, this very deceptive style of his, very casual looking style.
Yeah, it's good tactical play, dropping Gilchrist back and sending Glynn forward, give the defence something else to think about. The speed of Glynn, you're not sure where he's going to come up, you know, turn up next. Sitting on the shoulder, making some great runs through from midfield.
Thompson's corner, right hand side, right footed, out swinger. And it comes in, parried by the keeper. Winter will try and pick up the second ball, rather bumps into Tom Brown. Plays back now to Chantler. Chantler will play this forward. Not a bad delivery. Headed there by Wisdom. Thompson now picks up the second ball. Nice ball for Glynn. Mather, though, was very alert, and Glynn was offside anyway.
It was another good run and a good ball from Thompson, but it was well cut out. But that's what we want. We want them to be moving them around. It's something that we've lacked a little bit.
Played forward. Scott Kay's header. Wright goes back, nice header on there. Gilchrist, Jerome Wright, first time ball to Glynn. Nicely all tried to get it back there to Jerome Wright. Nicely cut out there by Stalybridge, and they'll bring it forward now. Mather, ball there, rather aimless there. Who's going to pursue it? Baird will have to do the needful. Good pressing from G there. Looked at first it was going to be an easy sort of gather for FC, but Baird had to give away the throw-in. Now it's McKnight. Square ball to Summerskill. Summerskill there. Tries to thread it through. And FC cut this out. Now Winter. Can he break forward? Gilchrist going too early. Needed the pass earlier. And anyway, it's gone all the way through to Grant Shenton. As Stalybridge will build from the back again. So Stalybridge Celtic 1, FC United Manchester 2 here. As that ball comes forward, Dickinson had strayed offside. He didn't like that at all. A gesture of indignation from the big number 9 at the referee's assistant, and it will be a free kick to FC United as Carl Marginson and Darren Lyons G their men up, and good long delivery, excellent. Oh, and Jerome Wright takes it on his chest, cross ball in, bouncing around Mather. Falls perhaps a bit fortuitously there for the number 3. Now it's Chantler.
Yeah, they're not dealing very well with those low crosses from Wright.
Winter for Chantler there. Good run But well, let's just to manage to mop it up. Do the home side throw into FC United? Chantler will try another long one, about 8-9 yards from the corner flag. Can FC extend their lead here? There's an excellent delivery earlier on from Chantler from a long throw. Here it comes, near post this time, bobbling around.
Hit
3-1, and it's Glynn. And it's not the best defending in the world. It came down, but it fell for Glynn, and he was sharp, and he just side-footed it very adroitly into the Stalybridge goal. It's 3-1 FC.
Yeah, very, very simple. Simple goal there from Glynn. He struck it well, didn't panic. Just, like you say, side foot, beat the keeper. But it's a fantastic throw again from Chantler. He's putting it in some great areas, and it's at the right height. It's just beat the first defender. It's fallen to Winter holding his ground, and Glynn just to slot it out.
3-1 FC lead. Now that this could get very dispiriting for Stalybridge, who are in the, very much at the wrong end of the table. McKnight plays it through. And there was a foul there given away by FC United. In a nice position for Stalybridge. Of course, we shouldn't remotely think about speaking too soon.
No.
And the way things have been going recently. But it's Summerskill, Brian Summerskill, who prepares to take this one. Or it could be Chippendale. Those are the two men in contention. And this free kick is about 7 or 8 yards outside the FC penalty area. Just to the, towards the left-hand side. Summerskill now. Not a bad delivery. Far post, and it's nodded on. It's bouncing around. Oh, and Mather. It's still bouncing around. Good save in the end. Mather had a shot. It went almost kind of horizontally. Then it fell for Matty Hughes. But a decent save from David Carnell.
Yeah, fantastic save. He wouldn't have been able to see that till quite late. There was a lot of bodies in front of him, but he's got down to his right-hand side, and he's smothered it.
Played forward there. Gilchrist will pursue. And and all sorts of bother there. It was the classic mistake. Matty Hughes allowed it to bounce. And then keeper comes out, slides out. Ball goes out of the area. He has to just boot it out for a corner. And, well, there'll be some trepidation for Stalybridge. Got another set piece, another ball that can come into the box. They really do look shaky. And perhaps no wonder the way things have been going for them. And a real opportunity for FC United to pick up 3 points. As George Thompson readies himself to take another corner. Left-hand side. It'll be a right-footed in-swinger. Here it comes. Not bad at all. Unconvincing header. It comes back for Winter. Winter will chip it. Try and chew. We try to do a job. Famous George Best goal against Spurs that went over everybody. Well, that's what... Winter tried to replicate there, but just not high enough there, and Shenton collects. Mather, left-hand side, and late challenge. And it's a free kick to Stalybridge, just 7 or 8 yards inside FC territory. Mather will take this. Stalybridge Celtic 1, FC United at Manchester 3, 33 and a half minutes gone here at Bower Fold. National League North action brought to you in conjunction with You, the Armchair Army, and ConstructiveCoding.com. Mather, penetrating delivery, but too penetrating there as Dickinson went up for it. It was too high, and it will be a goal kick for FC United. And it's a sort of a real mini tragedy for Stalybridge so far. This game got the lead, which would have been so welcome, so desperately need the points, even more than FC probably, and then conceding an equaliser almost immediately, very soft equaliser, and then two more soft goals since then, giving FC a two-goal cushion. It's played forward there, it's Thompson, heads it on nicely, Wisdom picks that one up, Mather then, that hits Brown, and Summerskill tries to clear it there. Baird out jumped, and now it's a nice ball in there from Chippendale, but a good defensive header, and FC will bring it away. Jerome Wright there, Glynn there collects it nicely. Oh, beautiful work, my goodness me, slips his man, so deftly there. Now there'll be a cross. It'll just gets enough on it that Shenton collects eventually. It really is. Well, Kieran Glynn looks pretty classy today.
Yeah, he looks like he's really enjoying himself. You know, he's been coming from midfield, switching to go up front. They're not really sure what to do with him when the ball's at his feet. You know, once he's turned you, that's it.
And of course, Glynn was a first choice early on in the season, but then a series of injuries and some of the more, if you like, more experienced, established players were restored to the team, but Glynn is really staking a massive claim.
We've had a tweet in, Gold Boys listening in Bromsgrove with cake. No cake here today, though.
I know, away fixtures.
I'd like some cake.
And that was said quite plaintively there, wasn't it? I'd like some cake.
Oh, dear.
Cake. Well, no cake, but plenty of goals here at Bowerfold. And FC United having the better of it so far. This 3-1 lead. Grant Shenton about to take the goal kick for Staley Bridge. And home side do look vulnerable. Jerome Wright's header. Gilchrist tries to nod it on. Glynn takes it on his chest. Nice pass to Jerome Wright there. Has he got the speed? And it was McKnight there who made the tackle, but it's a throw in to FC United right on the corner flag. And Chris Chatler undoubtedly will jog forward or stroll forward perhaps to have another go. Remember, it was his fine long throw that led to the third goal. So a degree of trepidation for the Staley Bridge players. Takes a run up. Here it comes. Just goes onto the near post there. It's headed clear. Back to Chandler, who'll ambitiously try and volley across. Very difficult skill. Easy cut out. Ball comes through to Scott Kay. He'll play that one all the way back to Carnell on his 18-yard line. And Baird there, back to Carnell. Hine is pressurising, and Carnell eventually clears. And that's played forward there by Hughes. Now it's Baird. He looks pretty composed. Had a quiet start to the game, but warming into it. And that's played there forward. Now Gilchrist trying to pressurise Matty Hughes. And that will be a throw into FC United. Again, an excellent position.
Yeah, I think it looked like it had gone the other side of the corner flag, but
now it's Chris Chandler about to take another throw. Could it create more problems? Here it comes, near post. Cleared though. Jerome Wright battling away, but it's cleared by Staleybridge. On the halfway line is Dale Tong under pressure. Plays it back to George Thompson, back to Winter, who flicks it nicely there. Falls for Tom Brown. Tom Brown plays it out to Dale Tong, who chips it forward too close to Shenton. Nice idea, but too easy for Shenton, and he clears rather briskly. Dickinson tries to nod it on. Scott Kay does well. Now Tom Brown back to Winter. Winter plays it forward. Wisdom out to Mather. Mather plays it along the left-hand touchline. Baird in position again, heads it clear. Now it's George Thompson. George Thompson, left-hand side, and now it's Jerome Wright. As Jerome Wright with the throw-in. And now, in fact, it'll be a free kick there, far side. Now then. Oh, and that's floated invitingly for Grant Shenton to collect.
Yeah, that was too easy. A disappointing ball. Need to make more of those opportunities.
And ball's played forward there, Baird. Baird there does well, and clearance there by Carnell. And now it's back with Morton. Morton, whose mistake led to that first FC goal. Scott Kay. He's slid into this back four role, as he has done before, very comfortably. Kieran Glynn, nice header on Gilchrist. Go, can pressure Wisdom. Wisdom does well in the end, but for a moment there, and those two young players working very well up front for FC United. Now, Chris Chantler has it. Brings it forward towards the halfway line. Beats his man, plays it backwards there. Winter plays it out to Jerome Wright, halfway line. Slides it through. Taken on his chest by Gilchrist. Gilchrist has it back. And a poor ball to Thompson there. That was disappointing. And now Mather will bring it forward. Tom Brown gets half a foot on it. But it's back in possession of McKnight. And now there'll be a cross. Oh, good tackle there, Chandler. But it falls back there for Hine. But it'll be a throw into to Staley Bridge. Just level with the 18-yard line. They try and get one of these two goals back. Here it comes. Oh, good looking throw that. Comes in, but decisive defending from Dale Tong. Means the clearance goes out of play towards the halfway line.
That's more like it. You know, that's the kind of challenge that you want in the box. He's read the ball and he's coming and he's attacked it to make sure that it goes clear. Dale Tong, for me, he's really raised his game for today. He's communicating, he's organising at the back, and his positioning's been brilliant.
2 minutes to go to half time. Stalybridge Celtic 1, FC United and Manchester 3. Wisdom brings it forward. And nice work there from Summerskill, but he loses possession. Very frustrated there. And Carnell's long clearance there. He just might have taken a bit more time there, David Carnell. That's gone all the way through to Shenton, who'll float this towards the 18-yard area of FC Dale Tong on the end of it. But they get it back to Stalybridge, but Summerskill and G's give and go doesn't work, and now Chantler has it for FC. Spreads it out, good ball. Now it's Jerome Wright down the touchline. Gilchrist, it's too hard though. But they win a throw into FC United.
Yeah, the pace is just dropping out of the game a little bit here. FC should just be, you know, keep going, keep taking it to them. Front players like Glynn and Gilchrist, they need the ball to be fed to them at speed so then they can take the defence on.
Well, here it comes. On the line it goes, but it's got it. Oh, and now Glynn. Can he get a cross in? Well, he can, but... And the same one, could Tom Brown get on the end of it? Oh, block important from Wisdom. And they'll try and break. Try and break. And good work here from Chippendale. Good pace, but Baird will just make sure that goes back to Carnell. Some indignation that perhaps Summerskill was fouled, but nothing doing, says the referee. Played forward. Dale Tong. Throw into FC United. Just 20 seconds plus whatever the referee decides to add. And there'll be a bit of that with the four goal celebrations and a fairly long stoppage for a physio for Dave Carnell. He seems absolutely fine. And 4 added minutes, we hear. Let's confirm that for you in a moment when we see the board. 4 minutes added time. Unusual for a first half, but FC with a bit of defending to do. Dickinson nods it on. Dale Tong and then Winter nods it on. Second ball is picked up there by McKnight. McKnight keeps it in play. No, he doesn't keep it in play. Throw into FC United. And how delighted Carl Marginson will be. Just go in with a lead. After going one goal down and to go in with a 2-goal lead.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, we've seen FC performances before when, you know, when we go a goal down, we find it very, very difficult to work our way back into the game, and it affects us negatively. But they've shown good character today, and the young players have really risen to it, and they're making a claim for more first-team appearances.
And Mather will take a free kick now. Long ball delivery towards the edge of the box. Dale Tong's header goes rather vertical there, bouncing around Tonga with a kind of half clearance. George Thompson heads it across the face goal. Kieran Glynn plays it forward, and there's a bit of pushing there on the edge of the box. Was it? Who's? Yes, yeah. It is. It's and it's Dale Tong there who's getting booked for that. And that's right on the edge of the box here. That's right towards the left flank, but just by the corner of the 18-yard box, in fact, is where this free kick will be taken from. FC with some defending to do. And we have just over 2 minutes to go of the added time. Can FC just hang on to this two-goal lead? Wall of three. He has to step back a bit further. And Summerskill fancies this one. He's the man. Can he fashion something? Here it comes. Good delivery, and it's an FC edit's Baird who heads it clear for a corner. So more defending to do here as we approach the fag end of this first half. Their first corner of the game. And just over a minute and a half to go as it comes in. Chippendale, nice delivery. Oh, and it's headed. But did it hit his own man there? It was a fine header from Dickinson. I think it hit a Staley Bridge player on the line.
Yeah. It was a fantastic header. You know, he's risen head and shoulders well above everybody else to win that. And it was goal bound.
It really was. An FC again. Vulnerable on crosses. And Staley Bridge in possession, halfway line. Good pressing from FC, forcing them back. And Jerome Wright has it there, and Chandler plays a long ball forward. Gilchrist will try and pressurise Hughes, passing. And he does well, and Hughes has to concede a throw in. FC just parallel with the 18-yard line with one last chance, perhaps.
That's the kind of thing that you want from your front players. Gilchrist has been doing that really well, putting the pressure on. You know, when the back is turned, they're not confident at the back, they'll just play the simple ball, and that was just kicking it out.
And it's just over 30 seconds to go of this added time. FC with perhaps one more chance to add to their tally, increase their lead. Chantler taking his time injudiciously perhaps, but finally alights to Wright. Wright plays it in, but it'll fall for McKnight. Loose touch, poor from him, and that's a free kick to Staley Bridge. Have they got time to try and make something out of it? We played the 4 minutes. Referee wanting the free kick retaken.
I think he's actually booking Tom Brown here for what is his first foul of the game.
Well, that's,
I'm not sure that's a booking.
Well, it's curious. And we've played the 4 minutes now for sure. Will the referee allow one more passage of play? Grant Shenton takes this free kick. Referee happy to go on for a second. Dickinson heads it on. Tong will hope this will go out of play. Anyway, the referee's going to blow the whistle. Very eventful first half. Staley Bridge taking the lead in around about 13 minutes. Aidan Chippendale with a nice finish. Then equaliser 2 minutes later from Jerome Wright. Jason Gilchrist then makes it 2-1. Kieran Glynn made it 3-1 just after half hour. Brief thoughts, Emily?
Yeah, it's better. You know, we've got a mix of youth and experience. I think the front players going forward has been very good, but we're still showing vulnerability at the back. You know, it's not a recognised defence, so that was always going to happen, but been really impressed with Sam Baird. You know, he's come in and he's adapted really well to the physicalities of this game. He'll certainly feel it tonight, I imagine. You know, he's got his hands full, but a fantastic performance from him, and Glynn has been outstanding for me.
Well, thank you very much, Emily. So we'll leave you here at Barfold. The half-time scoreline of Staley Bridge Celtic 1, FC United and Manchester 3.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
And you are listening to FC Live here on FC UM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. Currently half time here, FC United 3-1 up against Stalybridge Celtic. But it's not about the football, dear listener at home here on FC Radio. It's about togetherness, it's about unity, it's about friendship, and it's also about FC UM Radio's 10th birthday, which is coming up next week. Now, over the course of the next week, I'm going to track down some old people. Not that they're old, but
Don't be at it.
No, you're not old. People like Paul Spensley, Mike Kerwin, Keg, Sam and Roy, the old guard, Brian. We're all going to get them on to talk about 10 years of FC Radio. Because it's the 10th... Oh, it's Steve Wood, sorry. Oh, that's awkward.
That's going too old.
It is. But a man's here in the crowd wearing his Crew Alexander jacket, and I thought to myself, oh, he used to commentate for SC Radio as well. Roy Sewell's here. Hello, Roy.
How are you, Ben?
I'm okay. All right, mate. Now, obviously, you still do stuff with us. You do the NPL show and stuff like that.
I do, yeah.
I'm not going to ask you what you think about our young contingent of players, because they're not very good, just to warn you. They're a bit rubbish. What you're seeing here from our young players, that's not what they're normally
These
like.
These are the best.
No,
or the worst.
This is. You've got to remember where Stalybridge are in the league. They're only second bottom. They're not normally like this.
No, that's true, yeah.
How's life treating you at Crew, Alex? What are you doing there?
I do the... I'm the regional manager for them for recruiting. And basically, just look around. All sorts of levels. You know, I was down at Man City's Academy this week. Tomorrow I'm at Man City's Academy again. But also work for the first team, so... You know, after the academies, which are 11 o'clock kickoffs, off I go on my Johnnies and, you know, have a look at some either non-league talent or football league talent.
So just to let you know, like I said, that's not normal. We've been pretty poor recently. So don't go writing any reports about Sam Baird or Kieran Glynn, but they have been very, very impressive. Just a question to ask you then about commentating FC Radio. It's obviously been... 4 years since you last commentated.
It is, yeah.
What's your cherished memories of those old days of you and Swamper going here, there and everywhere?
Well, we used to call it between us, the SAS, Swampy and Sully. You know, I used to sling little one-liners in there, you know, if a guy had a different name, and we started just chittering and laughing and what have you, and just enjoying ourselves.
Because listeners might not know this, but the pair of you used to work for the community team, so you used to go to, what's that prison called? You used to do things with young offenders and that, and then you'd have to commentate on a football match together. And you kind of had that chemistry going for a long time.
We did, yeah. It was good fun, like I say, you know. You just come down, FC, you know, especially with the fans, make it easy for you to... get dragged along with it all, doesn't it? You know what I mean? So, and the fans are all here now again, you know, supporting you. It's tremendous. I bumped into a few of them, you know, outside, and it's nice to be remembered and thought well of, you know, that they can come up and approach you and have a chinwag about old days.
And that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, you've been doing the NPL show with us for 4 years now, but you're still a member of the club, stood for the board, still got FC United running through your blood.
Yes, still community shares, yeah. Got them all. Got all the stripes on my arm. Don't worry, and my back.
Well, Roy, thank you for coming on and sharing your memories of those lovely years. My proudest moments was that photograph you'd taken in Gig Lane with a toothbrush.
Right.
What was that about?
Yeah. We had a Mr. and Mrs. at the Stockport branch, and they asked us all these questions and what have you. And then they said, what colour toothbrush does your Mrs. have? So I said, she has sort of a pink come purple one, electric one. And she went, no, it's not. So we lost on that one. It was the only one we didn't get right.
And then someone
I had to bring it in and prove my point that it was a pink and purple one.
But then it transpired that was actually your toothbrush, wasn't it, Roy?
Don't be bitchy now.
Thank you very much. Roy, thanks for coming along. We'll be hearing from you on FC Radio at the end of the month for the MPL show.
Excellent.
And probably your next commentary, we'll get you on as well for some commentaries in the second half of the season, I think, as well.
Oh, good
when you're
stuff,
about.
Yeah. Roy, no problems.
Thanks
a lot, Ben.
Gentlemen,
bye-bye.
As always.
See you, listeners.
So that was the living legend Roy Sewell there. We're going to hear from Stato Paul. From one legend to another. We're going to hear from Stato Paul in a second. Put it round the right way. There we go. So this is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCody.com and the Armchair Army. Now a bit of football talk. And I downplayed, because obviously Roy's quite a big wig at Crew Alex. We don't want him nicking Sam Baird and Kieran Glynn. But that was sensational from them too.
Yeah, I thought that Sam Baird fitted in quite seamlessly. And we looked comfortable as a back four for most of the first half, but there were still one or two jittery moments where Stalybridge could have cashed in. There was a free header from round about the penalty spot, which was cleared. And then there was that chance right at the end of the half where Dickinson's header hit his own teammate.
It's a comment I said to Steve Wood off air. The centre-back that Sam Baird and Eddie, we have to say as well, marked in that Carlisle United FA Youth Cup match, had played first-team football in the Football League,
yeah.
Was a handful, was being looked at by scouts in the Premiership. I would suggest, you know, the striker that Stalybridge have got today is no more gifted a player. So
probably not. You can see Stalybridge's problems in terms of defensively. They've got a left back filling in at centre back, pretty much like we've got. We've got a weakened centre back pairing. But the holes are very, very apparent in their back four. They were 4-0 down after 34 minutes at Fylde last week, and it could have been the same again today.
Some of the play, I mean, what Margie's got, obviously we're playing a team who was second for bottom, undoubtedly.
They've got the worst defensive record, the worst goal scoring record.
Thank you as well. The other thing that Margie's got an advantage with this game today is the amount of changes some have been forced to make, others probably tactical, but Stalybridge aren't ready for players like Kieran Glynn and the flair that he's bringing to the table.
I think there's a younger element to the lineup today, and not all that is by choice, but sometimes the best changes are made by circumstance, I think, and that's probably the way. I mean, obviously Luke Ashworth is going to come back, but if Baird stands up to the plate today, that means that Scott Kay isn't needed to fill up the holes at the back. So, you know, Baird has got a great opportunity now to stake a place for the rest of the season.
And if you're joining us late, Corbett, if you're wondering where he's got a knee issue at the moment, and Ashworth is suspended. So
yeah, Ashworth is available again for the Abbey Hay game.
You've got to start with Baird in the Abbey Hay game, haven't you?
Well, I'd have thought that, you know.
And Jones, why not?
It's a great opportunity, isn't it?
I mean, we've been saying, I mean, we agonised last week, didn't we, on a bit before kick-off and at half-time, just the idea of having Michael Jones as taking up that fifth substitute bench, and a couple of people were saying, oh, it might be a bit of a step too far, but you've got to take these opportunities and just shove them in there and see what happens.
There are one or two other youth team players who are knocking on the door who haven't been promoted as these two have. You know, obviously Jones isn't a starter today, but he's certainly in contention.
And we should say as well, warming up was Harry Pratt and Kasimba as well. They've obviously come back from Clitheroe. We'll have that confirmed in the post-match interview.
Was it a very long bus ride?
Just to say as well, because a few people might go, Marge is now doing post-match interviews when the team's winning. We did interview him before the match as well, so it's
not. He's interviewing first.
Yeah. So with regards to the interviews, it has been. We did go downstairs on Saturday at 5:25 after we did all the podcast stuff, and he was still in the dressing room talking. So, you know, he never refused to do the interview. It wasn't really on the agenda. And then the week before, there was the reserve, the refugee match where he was refereeing, and Daz got sent up. And the week before that, because Daz got the short end of the stick and did Telford, we felt, because he got that result against Kidderminster, Daz should do the interview. So, you know, it's
cut him a bit of slack.
Yeah, but we will be doing a post-match interview with Margie because it's easiest to do here as well. That's another advantage of being at Boerfold. What's your thoughts for the second half then?
This is a great opportunity to win our first league game against Stalybridge, and it was quite appropriate that Jerome Wright scored because it's 7 years ago that he scored that wonder goal in the FA Cup replay here that won us the game. So a bit of nostalgia for Jerome with his captain's armband on.
Of course, that's not the only stat about that game, is there? And last year's game.
Well, Paul Phillips was in goal for Stalybridge, and he's on the touchline shouting his odds today. Not very politely, but that's his way. And of course, we've got Tom Greaves on the bench, and if he comes on, it's his 200th appearance for FC.
Right.
You didn't know that one.
I did read
you
it earlier. I was just letting it settle for the listener. Right. I know everything, Paul. I read loads of things.
It's all up front.
It's the art of radio, you know, just leaving it there for the listener to go.
I do think that FC going forward this afternoon at times have looked very slick.
When very
we've moved
slick.
It quickly and we've moved it accurately, we've caused Stalybridge a lot of problems. And that has to be taken into account, that Stalybridge are a struggling side. But even though we're saying that, the movement, Glenn has obviously made an impact out wide, and some of his touches is brilliant. The trick he used to beat the fullback was terrific.
Another thing I'd like to just mention, and it does fly under the radar occasionally, is Harry Winter. And there's times where, I'm not necessarily comparing him to this said individual, but at times he has got the demeanour of Roy Keane. In the way that he's driving everything, he's tackling, he's chasing down.
I think he's even got the same apologetic mode when the player's on the floor,
writhing
away, and the referee is saying, "Come here for a moment." I mean, the only blemish really on the first half was the two bookings that we accumulated.
The Tom Brown one was a bit harsh.
Tom and Brown have got to walk a bit of a tightrope.
Dale Tong though had been doing that all through that half. He was just being a bit sly at times. Just to give you some half-time scores elsewhere, we did have our eye on a couple of games. Nuneaton 1, Stockport County 1. Kers and Ashton are 1-0 up away at Gloucester City, who are also down to 10 men. So at the minute, it's a good job we're winning here, I'm going to suggest. Bradford Park Avenue are 1-0 up against Alfreton.
A bit of a revival.
And Altrincham are only 1-0 down to Salford at the moment. So all to play for. But all we have to do is look after ourselves, don't we?
What we have to do is go on the front foot and wrap this game up at the Stalybridge end, because they are very, very vulnerable.
And one thing to say, which I've said to you now for the last 2 weeks... The last thing we should be doing, Paul, is what in the next 5 minutes?
Falling asleep.
And conceding a goal. That's right. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, the only two other games we played here, against Stalybridge, as the away side, we've had red cards. And what we don't want is to lose a player with a red card now.
And that got somebody saying, obviously we know about last year's sending off of, what was his name?
Bayounu.
But not many people remember the other sending
Adam
off.
Adam Carden,
yes.
2009.
They obviously remember the incident, but they don't realise he actually got a red card for that as well. Anyway,
okay.
Stato Paul, thank you. So you're listening to FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Armour. You can get in touch with us, Twitter at FCUM Radio, station at fcumradio.co.uk, text 0161 850 1878. We had a text message come in towards the end of that first half. Loud and clear in the big smoke. Really good to listen to you commentate on FC goals. Well, not as good as it is to actually commentate on FC United scoring. Doesn't happen that often at the moment, but, you know, there you go. Anyway, we're now joined by said goal-scoring commentators, Emily Maguire and James Quinn. Don't forget you could donate to this service as well. It's our 10th birthday coming up. We love all of you everywhere across the world, but please donate. sumradio.co.uk/donate for your donation needs. But it's now time for the second half here at Bowerfold. James Quinn and Emily Maguire.
Thank you very much, Ben. And mini mountain to climb for Stalybridge Celtic, trailing by 3-1 here. They went ahead early on, but FC have... replied with 3 goals. Jerome Wright, Jason Gilchrist, Kieran Glynn replying to Aidan Chippendale's early goal for Stalybridge. And off we go. And that's clear. Real up and under there from Stalybridge, which Scott Kay meets well. But Stalybridge looking to strike early. Summerskill, that was well charged down there. I think it was Scott Kay doing the needful there. FC's lineup this afternoon: Carnell, Tong, Chandler, Brown, Kay, Baird, the youngster coming in, Glynn, Winter, Gilchrist, Wright and Thompson. Chandler heads then on the bench for FC: Greaves, Sheridan, Wolfenden, Williams and Arneson. As Stalybridge Play this ball across. Dale Tong has to defend. Half volley's it clear. Another throw in. Line up for Staley Bridge. Shenton, Morton, Mather, Hughes, Wisdom, McKnight, Summerskill, G, Dickinson, Hine, Chippendale. There's going to be another throw in. Staley Bridge and on their bench. Wilkins, Morning, Heaton, Spencer, and Chalmers. Throw in. Morton. Low cross in, decent one there. On the turn is Summerskill. And he wins a corner, and Staley Bridge have come out of the traps here at the beginning of the second half, desperate to get a lifeline and get back into this contest. And Summerskill now will prepare to take this corner. Floated invitingly in there, or rather a flap from Carnell, who gives a thumbs up to the referee after winning that free kick. Rather relieved, I think. I'm not sure the challenge had much to do with that miss. I think he just misjudged his jump slightly there, and it'll be a free kick.
Yeah, welcome free kick. He'd come to claim. He wasn't confident. It's important that FC, you know, get some composure in these early stages of this second half. Don't allow Staley Bridge to build up any sort of confidence and get it back into the game.
Chandler clears it. Well, that's going to be too far for anyone. Gilchrist will gamely chase, but Shenton collects. Shenton's clearance. Oh, Scott Kay trying to be a bit clever there, but instead of heading it, taking it on kind of the volley and almost losing control, but it's been cleared. So his colleagues helped him out. Now it's deep in Staley Bridge territory as night begins to fall here and the shadows lengthen. Morton with the clearance. That's a nice ball there. Dickinson heads it down. Summerskill. Good square ball there. G there. Still has the ball. Slides it out to Summerskill. Summerskill will look to deliver a cross here. He'll win a corner. And Staley Bridge have started out in the right vein. Can they nick an early goal here and bring the deficit back to 2-3? And Summerskill again preparing to take this corner. Right footed on right hand side. Floated invitingly. Far post. And well, it was G who got a header, but he couldn't control it. Goes over the bar. Goal kick. FC United.
Staley Bridge certainly started off the better. Their pace is better. Their movement is better than the first half. They're taking the game to FC. They've, you know, absolutely desperate for points as well. But FC need to weather this and just control the game. Need to start getting their midfield players on the ball. Start passing it around. Get a bit of composure.
So, Carnell. Good goal kick. And Staley Bridge playing it forward. It's not a bad ball, that. Nicely timed run there by Hine, but just too much on it there. And Carnell able to collect. Staley Bridge 1, FC United 3 as Carnell clears. Wisdom there, getting it. Gets himself into and out of trouble there. Tried to control it rather ostentatiously on the deck there. And it's a throw in to Staley Bridge on the far side, halfway line, taken there. Square ball there, McKnight. Morton brings it in field, the number two. And he's allowed to run through the middle. It's a good run to Summerskill. And Morton continues his run in support. Summerskill now will look to play that through. That's a good ball, and G made an excellent run, and they almost put that together, Staley Bridge. They really have looked sharp since they've come out after the interval, and FC have got a bit of concentrating and defending to do here.
Yeah, they certainly have. They're sending a lot more players forward, Staley Bridge. They're really pushing on, piling on the pressure. It's important for FC. Currently, all we've been able to do is send in a long ball. We need to start getting the ball down, get the ball to Kieran Glynn's feet. Let him do the work.
And goal kick taken. Sort of despite the bright start, a substitute is being readied by Staley Bridge. And this is Tong there. That's a good tackle there. Baird, he looks the part, this young lad. He really does. He looks a lot younger than his colleagues, but he's for a quiet start to the game. He's not done much wrong, has he?
No, certainly not. And the more he plays, the better he'll get. He's certainly stepped up to this level without, you know, you wouldn't have even noticed. I don't think if you didn't follow FC, you wouldn't have been aware that he was a young lad making, you know, first start.
Substitution there. A slightly doleful Darren McKnight makes way for Danny Wilkins. It was a rueful look as he came off there, almost as if he had been warned that that's a change that the management might make. But a lot of space here for Adam Mather. Cross ball, good ball in, headed down. What about that from Summerskill? That was a beautiful cross, and Summerskill nods it down. He was marked fairly tightly. It was a pinpoint ball, and it's Stalybridge Celtic 2, FC United Manchester 3, and the game is back on.
It's exactly what we've said the FC couldn't afford to do. We, you know, conceding so early on in the second half, but it was coming. Stalybridge starting off the brighter. They really brought the game to FC. The ball in was fantastic, and a great header down.
The only thing you'd say, perhaps, is that he had an awful lot of time and space to make that cross. There was nobody anywhere near him. But it was an absolute beautiful cross there, and a nice finish. Beautiful glancing header there from Summerskill. So, Stalybridge 2, FC United 3. And Dale Tong has it far side as FC look to restore the two-goal cushion, perhaps. Gilchrist, right-hand side, keeps the ball in play. Cross ball in, but too close to Shenton. And Shenton with a speedy clearance there, probably rushed it and gets an absolute a purple ear, more like, from the dugout below. They wanted that clearance to be much shorter, that delivered just inside FC territory rather than all the way through to Carnell, where there was no Stalybridge player with a hope of getting on the end of it. Carnell with the goal kick. And well won there by Stalybridge, but Baird again with the clearance. And Kieran Glenn will just try and put a bit of pressure on Shenton. And Shenton slices his clearance. Good work from Glenn, alert there.
Yeah, we saw the effects of that when, you know, Gilchrist and Glenn closing players down. They will make errors. They need to keep pushing up all together as a unit.
Played for there. Glynn will battle for this on the far side. And Mather shepherds it out. Goal kick to Stalybridge. And it's, 54 minutes gone here. It's Stalybridge 2, FC United 3. And it really is a very, very close contest. Played forward there, and Glynn can't quite control it. Mather does well. Glynn with a nice sliding tackle. Throw in, though, for Stalybridge, but stopped in his tracks there, Mather, by that challenge from Glynn. And that's played forward. And Summerskill, interesting ball there. Nicely controlled by Hine. Morton there will play across in far side. Dickinson will nod it across, but just too close to the keeper. But Stalybridge are all over FC United at the moment. They've got a goal back, and they are making the running here, no question about it.
Yeah, they certainly are. It wouldn't surprise me if Carl Manningson and the coaching staff start thinking about change of personnel in the middle, perhaps. Somebody who can put their foot on the ball.
Well, you think Winter could do that? Sheridan, obviously a contender. Oh, lovely ball. Josh Hine committed his Carnell. This is real trouble now. As Hine pursues, it's got a little bit too far. But there's players in the middle. And it will be a corner ball. And Sam Baird, the man there, who got back in time. But goodness me, FC in real trouble. This is a different game, second half.
Yeah, it certainly is. They've come out fired up, Stalybridge. The pace of the game has changed. They've really upped it. He was always sending that ball a little bit too wide as he knocked it past Carnell.
Aidan Chippendale with the corner, left-footed, hovering in the... And Dickinson there comes... He comes back to get that, but can't get enough pace on it, and it comes fairly safely to David Carnell. And FC could just take a few breaths here, try and get their foot on the ball, and just restore a little bit of control to this game. As Carnell with a long clearance here. And FC have it. Winter plays it out. George Thompson. George Thompson in field, but it's not directed. And George Thompson not quite at his best in the last two or three games for FC United. That's down the line. Now the substitute, Wilkins, takes it to the byline. Wilkins just lost control, I think, and a goal kick, but good turn of speed there. And I mean, they really have. Credit to Stalybridge, credit to the management team, whatever they've said. They really have got this team playing in the second half, and they've halved the deficit and are looking the most likely to get the next goal as well. Goal kick taken by David Carnell, commanding header from Wisdom. And Dickinson, he's brought down by Winter. They take a quick free kick, which much to the dismay of the bench. But Morton there with a decent-looking ball in. Kay doesn't get to it. Baird heads it. Oh, important second touch from Winter. And now Glynn. Glynn will slide. That's intended for Thompson. Thompson now plays it forward towards Gilchrist. Important challenge there from Hughes. Huge scream of handball from the FC fans behind the goal there. A referee not interested. Ball bobbling away now back in the FC half. Chandler plays it back to Carnell, who clears on the half volley. And no problem there for Morton, who lets it drop. Jerome Wright will pursue. And Morton there clears it down the line. Chandler takes it nicely controlled there with his left foot. And Morton, though, gets a header on that. Tom Brown battling away. Summer skill. Not sure where to go with this. But keeps possession and plays a long ball out there, which Carnell will come and get. And then rolls it straight out to Dale Tong. Dale Tong now bringing it forward towards halfway. And the FC right back then has to check. George Thompson in support. Now it's Winter. It's a bit casual there. Loses possession. Now it's G. Four against three. And Dickinson, he's onside. And it hits the heel of Carnell. There was almost going through his legs. And YFC getting away with one there.
Yeah, they certainly are. They've not settled into this second half at all. You know, making mistakes. The ball into Winter. He wasn't ready for it. He thought he had more time. Closed down. And, you know, Carnell's got lucky. He has closed the player down, and it's a good save. But, like you say, just off his heels. Could have gone anyway.
Good long throw in again, and it comes Winter's header. Ooh, G tries a volley. Ball bobbling around on the edge of the box there. FC can break now. Tom Brown, good first time ball. Thompson, Gilchrist trying to stay onside. Thompson checks though, loses. That was very disappointing from George Thompson. Kind of almost got caught in two, man. And Steve Wood nearby with some advice.
It's from the BBC. BBC.
Yeah, it's a different Steve Wood to the one you may have thought it was, yeah. Gilchrist tries to control it. Battling away there with Wisdom. And a foul given against Gilchrist. Free kick to Stalybridge. It's certainly an engaging contest here with nearly an hour gone. Five goals, three of them to FC United. But Stalybridge, who scored the only goal of the second half, are right back in this. Nodded down there by Dickinson, but goes all the way through to David Carnell. Half an hour for this contest to go. Surely there'll be more goals. Carnell. And missed time jump there, and now it's G who has it for Stalybridge. Tries to feed it out to Hine there, but intercepted by Chandler. And now Wright will play it down the line. Glenn will need a turn of speed here as Hughes does well.
That's unfortunate. That was it was a fantastic run from Glenn, but the ball was on for Gilchrist there. It had opened up. Two players followed Glenn's run, knowing that that's where Jerome Wright was going to send it. It was broadcasted. The pass was in the middle.
Goal kick. And Stalybridge there, and now it's all Tong there, just towards us. This is, oh, that's caught by our match day secretary, I think.
Well, he proved at Broadhurst a couple of weeks ago. He's got a good touch on him, his old chap.
Yeah. Well, he's been training with the first team, as Kieran Glynn battling away midfield. Stadebridge getting the better of that one. Morton slides it out to Hine. Good pressing from FC, hurrying the passing of Stalybridge, but they've got it. Scott Kay there, it comes up, and it is offside. Well, it tail wags the dog a bit there. The player, Wilkins it was, had the ball then. Oh, two FC players look towards the referee assistant. He reacts by lifting his flag. So, free kick. Carnell. And it's a throw into FC United, midway inside territory.
If you look over there for the main stand by Army Armour, there's actually a guy actually in the rafters of the stand.
Yes, there is. It's a good vantage point. Gets to see the game.
We do things differently. And it's a throw in to Stalybridge, deep inside their own half, right hand side. Morton, the man, who's going to take this one. Winter gets on the end of that, right there. A bit of a shoulder in the back, it seemed, from Hine. Referee not interested. Jerome Wright makes his inquiries. Hine smiles. Throw in that Chantler will take. As and Dickinson, number nine, massive figure, and Baird has to mark him. He must be 4 or 5 inches shorter than him. Done ever such a good job today. And far side, and that will be a corner for FC United. Can they turn the screw here? Restore that two-goal cushion. And George Thompson is the man strolling over to take this corner ball. Big men go. Scott Kay stays back. Baird stays back. Of course, not particularly big centre-back partnership. So Dale Tong, in fact, the man who's gone up to provide reinforcements. Oh, nice looking cross. Oh, what about that from Gilchrist? It's an absolute peach. A beautiful corner. And in come Gilchrist on the run. Loses his man. Buries it. 4-2 FC.
Fantastic. That was a great corner. Hit with pace right in that area. But what a run from Gilchrist. That is how you win a header. Fantastic finish. He beat everybody. Super finish. Now can FC just control the game now, control the pace and settle into it?
Really well. That was a piece of quality, and it's so welcome. We've seen so many goals really in FC games at both ends that have been the result of mistakes. On that occasion, well, you know, as a defence unit, you're probably always going to say you've got to stay with your man, but it's so hard to defend. A bullet-like corner. Gilchrist making the decisive run, and 4-2 FC. Number 15 being readied, Josh Heaton for Stalybridge. That was a real sickener for Stalybridge. They've done well, had the initiative, scored a goal to get back in the game second half, but FC have gone back two goals in front now, 4-2. And Gilchrist, two goals, and he really is making his mark now as the new FC United centre forward. There's absolutely no doubt about that. As G loses possession. Winter. Jerome Wright there. Slips his man. Morton overcommits. And Wright now with great speed on the left-hand side. Keeps going. Slides it across. Here comes. And it's. Oh, and it just goes wide. It was Thompson coming across. Corner ball.
Fantastic. What a run from Jerome. You know, as soon as he picked up the ball, he had one thing in mind. He ran with purpose, and he's hit the ball at the right time as well. He there was plenty of space in front of him, but he's whipped a ball into the back post. Good defending in the end.
And another chance now, Thompson. There's Gilchrist, who would have been sniffing a hat-trick there as he was running in, but, well, who knows what might happen now. Chance in this game for FC to really put the foot on the neck of Stalybridge Celtic and bury this as a contest. We've just scored another corner. FC fans now in excellent voice, and Stalybridge looking vulnerable. Here comes the corner. Floated in it comes, and I think Tong got the end of it. There was some pushing or something because the referee's whistle has gone. Free kick to Stalybridge. Really is nicely, densely packed there behind that goal with FC fans, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. They're in fine voice. You can see them bobbing up and down. creating a lot of noise.
Played forward. Nodded on by Dickinson, though. Wilkins, a substitute, keeps it in just as well. He's got Chippendale for support. Chippendale comes back to Wilkins. Low cross. Oh, nice work. And it's bobbling around eventually. Ends up with Carnell. No relaxing for FC United. Staley Bridge trying to come right back at them. And that will go out, I think, for a throw-in to Staley Bridge, midway inside their own half, left-hand side. It's in front of the Tom Pendry stand. And a third substitute. He's playing all his cards here. And it's Aidan Morning, who is going to come on rather late. And now it's right there. Just can't quite get control of it there. And Staley Bridge have it. Matty Hughes is a long ball forward. Good run. Wilkins, he's looked a willing runner so far since he's come on with a bit of speed. But Chandler tackles him, plays it down the line. Now that will be a throw into Staley Bridge in front of their own dugout. And I think, as Nige, the man with the board, holds it up. And it's Chippendale scored that first goal. Off he comes. Now then, throw-in, it'll be a long throw-in. Milheim with a smile on his face, delivered a good throw early on, which led to that goal from Chippendale. And a swap of the footballs there. As Aidan Morning takes his place on the field. All three substitutes used by Staley Bridge. And we played 67 minutes. And it goes, decent throw-in, Winter's header. Second ball will be picked up by Staley Bridge, but difficult to control there for Hine, but he gets it back. Hine there brings it infield. Good pressing there from Sean Glynn, driving him wide, and good pressing again there from Glynn on Wisdom. Making him play a hurried back pass. Matty Hughes has to play another hurried back pass. Good pressing from FC United. Grant Shenton's clearance. Dickinson's header. Chandler does ever so well there to win the second ball. Checks. Square ball, Brown. Surrounded is Brown. Plays it through nicely. Glynn. Oh, well, he just slipped his man there and just come on the field as Josh Heaton and just caught him late there. Victim of the Glynn's just twinkle toes, really.
Yeah, he was. He did him. You know, just a little step across. Took the ball across his body. The player was committed. He was always going to foul him. It is a booking, because he was very late.
So then, free kick booking. Welcome to Staley Bridge Celtic versus FC United to Josh Heaton. Three bookings in the game now. The other two were for FC. Dale Tong, Tom Brown have their names in the referee's notebook. But now Chandler will prepare to take this free kick. We played 69 minutes. FC United with a 4-2 lead here. And that's not a great one from Chandler. It's easily won, but second ball is won by Brown, but he just can't control it. It's a throw into Staley Bridge, deep inside their own half. Throw in, taken by Mather. Good header again by Baird. Good authority. Not afraid to commit himself. Now Matty Hughes over halfway. Brown gets in the way. Now Tom Brown has it. Slides it for Wright. It's too, Brown's ball was too strong for Jerome Wright, who was making a run there. Still got a good turn of speed for a man of his years. Charged down by Tom Brown, and FC have just warmed rather into this second half. Slow in the starting blocks to begin with. Staley Bridge getting the second goal back. But FC now just starting to control things. Well, Mick McManus and Jackie Palo, I think, were almost embodied on the field there. As Jerome Wright just tugged his man down. quite blatantly to the floor right in front of the referee. Free kick to Staley Bridge. And that's played forward. Nice ball in, nodded down, and Morning was on the end of it. Wilkins now has it. Cross, low cross in. It's FC have got to get rid of this. They haven't done. So brilliant save by Carnell. Still the danger's not clear. But it is now, and it was a great sharp shot there. A really strong, two strong hands there from David Carnell.
Yeah, a fantastic stop from Carnell. You know, it was hit with such pace. But FC need to stop panicking in the box. They need to be a little bit more relaxed. Get hold of the ball. They're just chasing shadows when it comes in the 18-yard box.
Just, it's often a mental thing, isn't it, when you're on a sort of period where you've been conceding goals, even with an altered personnel.
Yeah, yeah.
Just that feeling there.
The back of your mind that, you know a mistake could be around the corner.
Morning. Left-footed ball. Decent ball in, that is. That's across. Comes back for Dickinson. Shot. Deflection. Carnell saves. But Staley Bridge have come back nicely in these last few minutes. Still haven't given up. They need two goals to draw things level, but there's still 18 minutes to go. And Wisdom won by Winter. Oh, it's played forward now. Anklin's got an overlap with Wright, just drives him a bit wider than he might have liked, but Wright will cross now, and it comes, and it's just booted out for a throw in there by Wisdom. And the attendance today is 1466. Nice healthy gate for Staley Bridge, and clearly the majority of them FC United fans.
We've had a... I'll deal with it in a minute. We'll score from this throw-in.
Throw-in Chandler. Takes a short one. Plays it back to Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright slides it through, but Kieran Glynn was offside.
And he
gets a bit of an earwigging from his captain because he'd strayed offside.
Sorry, his goal kick gone.
As Tom Brown slides it through nicely. Oh, George Thompson takes his half it. Ooh. Wins it back. Well, does ever so well there, George Thompson. He's got Jerome Wright on his own far side. Now it's Glynn, bit of space in front of him. Slides it across. Jerome Wright, lovely ball, good block. Corner ball. Just a good defending from Matty Hughes.
Well, we could do with another one like his last one here from Thompson on this side.
Indeed, and Gilchrist, who's thinking about a hat-trick here. Now, can FC extend their lead from this corner? George Thompson. Now, can he deliver quality? And it goes across, though, easily dealt with by Staley. But second ball picked up by Jerome Wright, who kind of half volleys it forward. More bobbling around. Staley Bridge in possession. Good tackle. And it comes there to George Thompson. Thompson into the box. Right foot. Oh, dear. Way wide. Better options there for Thompson, I think.
We've had an email in from Tim. Loud and clear from a coffee shop in Coin. That's pronounced Coin. In southern Spain, heard you say it was 3-1. Are we really winning? Well, now where's that brand? It's better than that.
Well, it's actually 4-2 now.
Half an hour ago, mate. I'm just catching up with my emails.
Yeah. Well, it's the same scoreline as it ended up, yes, last week, but in a more in a happier circumstance for FC. Or did FC pull back to 4-3 right at the end? No. That's comes through. Baird again beats this towering figure of Dickinson. Looks a very accomplished defender. One swallow does not a summer make, but good promise. And Dickinson had strayed offside, or somebody had.
A text message loud and clear from Tom Pendry. It's almost that wonderful time of year when one can eat as much chocolate as you want. That's nice. Thanks for sending it.
Well, it should be as one can eat as much chocolate as one wants. So it's one thing or the other. You can't mix your pronouns. Sorry.
Thanks, John. That's chocolate, John, by the way.
Oh, Chocolate John, yeah, well, I'll allow it, Chocolate John, because you're a loyal tweeter. And, ooh, Chandler takes it in there.
Oh, well played.
And that plays it back there. Winter will go in hard and bravely. And then Glynn will have to go in bravely as well. And does so, and G's got it accompanying. G does well, just stays to his man there. Now, summer skill. G. Oh, poor ball from him, and Jerome Wright picks it up. Oh, and he tried to put Gilchrist in, did Jerome Wright, after that mistake. But they have it back to Stalybridge. Halfway line. Matty Hughes plays it forward. And that was Scott Kay that time with good defending, getting the better of Dickinson. Dickinson plays it forward. Scott Kay gets on the end of it. Summerskill spreads it out there. Dale Tong nods it across into the path of Wilkins. Wilkins on the turn. And now it's Hine. Hine now with a right foot shot straight at Carnell. There could have been an absolute disastrous mistake there as that ball was nodded down.
Yeah, they really could have. As the ball came across, I mean, he did his second job very well there, Tong. He stood him up well, didn't give him any room. And the shot into Carnell was an easy one for him, lacked of pace. Just seen Kieran Glynn, he stretched for a ball. He's been looking a little bit tired, and I think he's holding his hamstring, so it could be a forced change coming up here for FC.
That would be such a shame, because he's played so well that he's picked up an injury and has to have another period unavailable. That really will be a disappointment for him and for FC United and Manchester.
Yeah, certainly. Well, it's been a massive difference for FC today. The pace, his ball control, his vision, he's been absolutely superb. But I think it'll be a factor of tired legs. He's not had a lot of football. He's just overstretched. Hopefully it's nothing too serious, but it wouldn't be a bad time to make that change, so then it doesn't make it any worse. It does look like he's coming off.
Indeed. And Sheridan is the man who come on, a good substitute to bring on.
Yeah, fantastic to be able to bring on and maybe just add a little bit of control in the middle. You know, he's so good on the ball. A very different player, Sam Sheridan. He'll get it and he'll look to pass it and bring other players in. But a fantastic performance from Kieran Glynn. Hopefully it's nothing too serious.
Yeah, just walking on with a slight limp. It could be a hamstring there. And now Sheridan, wearing the number 14 on his back, jogs into the fray. And we've played over 78 minutes. It is Stalybridge Celtic 2, FC United Manchester 4. 12 minutes for Stalybridge to get something out of this. It certainly hasn't been boring. As Carnell's clearance. One there by Mather. Dickinson nods it on. G picks it up centre field. Nice looking ball, but Chandler's alert, plays it back to Carnell, who takes a touch before he clears too far. But Stalybridge losing possession there. They're under no pressure, and FC trying to pull forward, but it's a curious ball forward in the end, I think, by Sheridan. Goes through to Shenton, and 79 minutes gone, 11 minutes to go. And Stalybridge have it far side. Hine. The Salford loaded FC getting themselves in a tangle here. One player kicking onto the shins of another. Now, was Carnell caught there as the player jumped over him?
There wasn't much of a jump. It's just kind of run over him.
Yes, Carnell. Carnell, Carnell, I don't know with Carnell, whether he said using the opportunity to run down the clock a bit or whether he did get caught there. I mean, the referee doesn't seem...
He certainly did catch him. Yeah, and it was naughty of him. As he's run through, Carnell's come out to smother the play, and normally a striker would, jump out of the way. He's not done that. He's ran straight over him.
And the referee now is going to have a word with the Salford City loanee, Josh Hine. A yellow card, you would think, if the referee deems that he's caught him deliberately, then surely a card has to come. Well, there is no card. That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the referee was in a good enough position. He should really be helped out by his official on this side. You don't want to see those kind of things in games. You know, the ball was lost. It was comfortably in Carnell's hands, and another player shouldn't be doing that.
It's just not on, is it?
No, it's not. It's not the next.
You have to trust your opponent to not do stuff like that.
So I think he's got away with that. Hopefully it's nothing serious, and a bit of a hug will sort Carnell out.
Oh,
should we go on and give him a hug?
Sometimes that's all they need.
Is that right?
Oh, magic sponge.
Is that what you needed when you played for guys or your many other clubs?
I wouldn't let anybody know that I'd got hurt.
I'd
jump straight up. The adrenaline keeps you going. I show no weakness.
And so finally, David Carnell back on his feet will take this free kick. And that one hovers in the air, but it's easily won there. And Stalybridge will bring it forward. And curious shout for a handball there from Liam Dickinson. In fact, it's a throw into FC United. 8 minutes to go. And Stalybridge desperately looking for something here. It's nodded down by Dickinson, but to no one in particular. Carnell will collect. He's got time. As Heine starts to breathe down his neck. Busy day for our replacement physio today.
I can't remember her name, but she used to do the women's team for about three seasons.
And she's done a good job today. Lots to do. Stalybridge have it far side. Hoofs it forward. Oh, nodded on quite nicely. Scott Kay will just have to be careful here. Plays it back to Carnell. Carnell clears. And now. Oh, Jerome Wright does well over the tackle of Sam Sheridan. And that's just too far from Sheridan. As Gilchrist was ready to run onto it, but too much for him to do there. Baird goes up. Slightly out jump there. That will be a throw. It comes off Baird's head for a throw in to Stalybridge Celtic. Desperate to get another goal just to give them a sniff in this contest. And Josh Hine again from the position where he delivered a superb throw in, which led to Stalybridge taking the lead early on. Now he's going to try something similarly effective. And it comes. Nice delivery. Nodded down by FC, not convincingly. It's bobbling around, but it's a goal kick to FC United. This is going to do FC a lot of good in terms of confidence and just in terms of just putting that blue water between themselves and their three sides at the bottom.
Yeah, it certainly is, and a great game time for players like Gilchrist getting another run out, and Sam Baird. You know, he's adapted so well and been trusted. You know, that they'll gain a lot from that. They'll get a lot of confidence, and that'll do the rest of the season and the rest of their performances. The world are good.
Indeed, as it comes down the line, another throw into FC United. 6 minutes to go. Stalybridge 2, FC United and Manchester 4. FC have it now on the far side. Sheridan on as a sub. Left footed ball across to Wright, who's got space right now. Can he skin Morton? Gets a cross in. It's a curious cross. That Dale Tong will manfully try and keep it in. He can't do. It was a weird cross.
It was, I think. Yeah.
Way behind everyone, basically.
It was. It was hit with the right pace. But like you say, it was behind everybody's run. I'm not sure if he'd seen something else. But you could see the idea he had, it just didn't match it.
Throw in. So the ball goes through harmlessly enough. Stalybridge have it. And Grant Shenton clears. Okay, there, out jumped. And Chantler did well.
Well, it was one of those where obviously the linesman thought didn't see the deflection. It did come off the Stalybridge player as the tackle was made, but that's the way it is. That sometimes happens. Stalybridge getting the decision. They've got another throw in here. 86 minutes played. Two goal cushion for FC United. It's bobbling around though, and here comes G, and it was an important and that was Baird again, was it?
Yeah,
it certainly
was.
Very alert. Corner ball, Stalybridge.
Fantastic challenge. Like you say, he's alert, he's read the play, and he's come in and he's closed him down.
Morning's cross. It's a very, very good one, and it's off the line, and it's gone over the bar, headed down. I think it was Wright took it off the line, and then a golden opportunity to pull one back. They had their chance there, Stalybridge. They couldn't take it.
Yeah, warning signs as we're coming into the end of the game that Stalybridge, they're not giving this up. Credit to them. You know, they came out flying in the second half, and they've had the better of it. But yeah, warning signs. We need to just keep composed, keep switched on.
Indeed. Goes over there. Jerome Wright will pursue this now into the 18-yard box, and it's safety first again from Matty Hughes. He didn't trust his keeper there. He's ended up giving away a throw, which allows FC to have the ball where they want it.
Yeah, this is, you know, I said it in the first half. We really need to keep the pressure on, keep closing down the players, because they lack confidence at the back as well, and they'll just play the simple ball, keep it safe.
Chandler by the corner flag plays it back there, and that was, talk about too clever by half there. They're trying to do a nice triangular football, keeping possession. Sheridan just puts it out of play, much too much on that. Difficult when you come on sometimes just to get the pace of the pitch and everything, but Stalybridge, oh, that's an awful clearance, and now George Thompson has it, plays it forward to Gilchrist with a shot. Oh, a keeper gets something on it, but Wright well could put it back into the danger area. Now it's Thompson. Great save from Shenton. Really was.
Two important saves there. The shot, the first one in from Gilchrist. He needed to get the touch on it because he took it away then from Wright following up. And the second one, you know, near post. A great shot from Thompson.
But, really, Shenton, just whatever threads Stalybridge have, threads of hope Stalybridge have left in this match. Grant Shenton hung on to them. And here's Tom Greaves to make his 200th appearance for FC United of Manchester. 200th appearance for Tom Greaves. It'll be a brief one, but the more knowledgeable fans, I'm sure, will applaud. And it's George Thompson is the man who will make way.
Yeah, he's had a mixed game as Thompson. He's been coming in and out of the game, showing signs at the end of what he can do. So, yeah, right player to swap. It's good that he's kept Gilchrist on.
Gilchrist is about to go off because number 15, Matthew Wolfen, coming on. Bit cruel, that, with a man on a hat-trick.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is a bit
young
cruel.
Young lad on a hat-trick. But there you go. There's Chandler. Plays it down the line. Hughes puts it out for another throw into FC United, close to the corner flag, and Chandler... Will he think about a long one? Can Gilchrist create one more chance before he's hooked? He's FC playing it by the corner flag. And that will go out for another throw into FC United. Effective running down of the clock here. We've played, 89 and a half minutes. Still haven't seen the board. But there will be 4 minutes, you would think. There's been physios, a couple of goals. Lots of substitutes. Sheridan, Winter, Chandler, Jerome Wright, keep playing, keep ball, and pull down there. Rather frustrated, I think, Matty Hughes, the Stalybridge skipper. It's a pretty blatant foul right in front of the referee. And now it's goodbye from Gilchrist and hello to Wolfenden. And not sure what Gilchrist will think of this.
He's had a fantastic game, is Gilchrist. Yeah, we can say it's a little bit quick. It would have been nice to have kept him on for the full, you know, the full game. But he'll get applaudits as he's coming off from the FC fans.
Are you surprised we're not bringing on the former Workington lad just for a little bit of a run out?
Well,
you're going to do it.
you would think, but there might he may be maybe still coming close to fitness. Gilchrist there getting a really warm congratulations from Carl Marginson, and now it's a free kick. Ken Wolford in 5 minutes, five added minutes, played back there. Now it's Winter, chips it forward. It's too strong, I think. Wolfenden will pursue, but it will be a goal kick to Staley Bridge. Well, we played 30 seconds of the 5 minutes of added time. FC with this two-goal cushion. And what will potentially be three invaluable points. And now it's... that's gone out for a throw-in there. And... FC United have this throw in deep inside their own half. Dale Tong play it forward. That beats everyone. Falls at the feet of Morning for Staley Bridge. Good tackle though. And now they'll just clear Will FC. And that will go out for a throw in now in Staley Bridge's half. Gives them a bit more to do. And Grant Shenton's clearance. Good clearance there as that's cleared there by Baird. And then picked up by Wolfenden, who rather miscues that one. Throw in for Staley Bridge. We've got 3 minutes of added time remaining. And down it comes there, and it'll be Scott Kay, who's had a decent game at centre-half. Midfielder by trade, of course, but has filled in a few times now for FC and does look the part. We'll see what happens when Ashworth's fit again. Whether Carl Marginson might be tempted to retain this combination. But it is a very short, aren't they, for centre-backs. Oh, good work there from Scott Kay. Saw that, broke it up, but then they win it back to handball, I think, or was it a throw-in? Just over 2 minutes of the added time left. Staley Bridge in possession, deep inside FC territory. In comes a cross, bobbling around. Winter with a header. Has it gone far enough? It's headed back into the dangerous area, bobbling about. And Winter was Glynn up. It can't be Glynn, sorry. It was
Baird
with the clearance. And that's played forward. Winter in a very deep role now. Dickinson will play this out. Decent looking ball. Hine will just about keep it in for Staley Bridge. Skipper views back to Hine. Hine will play a left footed cross in, but the man who scored the second goal for the home side, Summerskill, just couldn't get anything on that really. Goal kick. And we approach the final minute of added time. FC with his two-goal lead now probably home and dry. And taken by Carnell, this goal kick. Easily won there by Josh Heaton. Scott Kay will hoof it back towards Staley Bridge goal. Heaton decides to go for it. And... well, Greaves there, was he being held? It was a marginal one. There was a bit of contact there. I think Heaton was quite clever there, and he did just enough to hold Greaves up without conceding a blatant foul.
Yeah, it was the hand on the shoulder. But just as Tom Greaves thought he'd got ahead, he was about to pull the trigger and slot it past Shenton. He did manage to make a challenge and just got the touch to guide it away. No. Good running from Greaves then.
David Carnell. We have 15 seconds of the added time left now. Greaves goes up for the header. Jerome Wright wins it. Winter wins the next one, plays it to Wright. Wright back to Winter. Winter back to Chandler, plays it down, but there goes the final whistle, and FC United put a dismal little period behind them with an effective 4-2 victory here at Staley Bridge Celtic. Staley Bridge in the doldrums, but there was a job to do, and Staley Bridge got an early goal And that was through Aidan Chippendale. FC coming back with three in the second half. Jerome Wright, Jason Gilchrist, Kieran Glynn, and FC United have, as in the as it stands table, have clambered up to 13th place, which looks a lot healthier. Brian Summerskill scored for the home side just after the interval to pull it back to 3-2 at the time. Then it was that lovely header from Gilchrist. 4-2.
Running on air for another 3 minutes or so. So the closing thoughts to Emily Maguire.
Well, you know, today was all about the result, and FC have got that. You know, we came here and it was so important. It was vital for us to get 3 points. When you look at the positions that we're in the league, Stalybridge Bridge, you know, in a desperate situation, and we couldn't afford to drop points to them. The way that we've handled ourselves on the day has been fantastic. We're still looking vulnerable at the back, but the best thing for me has been how we reacted to conceding. You know, we went a goal down in the first half and we've come back into it. We've not reacted the same in previous games. We've let the goals affect the rest of our performance, but today we've been able to put that right. And the same in the second half. Credit to Stalybridge. You know, other people would have thought that the game was already gone 3-1 at half time, but they came back out and they brought the game to FC United, scoring that goal again. I mean, we talk about this and say how important it is for FC United not to concede so early on in games, and in that first 5 minutes of the second half we needed to contain them a bit more, but we struggled with the pace, and that was credit to Stalybridge. But since then, you know, they ploughed on. You've got performances from Sam Baird, was absolutely phenomenal. He's come into the back four and it's a difficult position, centre half. He's handled the game so well. It's a physical game, it's a lot faster than what he'd be used to, and you wouldn't think that, you know, he's not played in there before. Absolutely superb. And another performer, you know, Kieran Glynn and Jason Gilchrist, other two outstanding performers for me.
And that is FC Live. A big thank you to James Quinn. Thank you to Emily Maguire. Thank you to Stato Paul. Nice to hear from Roy Steele at half time as well. Thank you to Stephen Wood for his on air trajectories. I'll try to get Carl on. Just a bit cheeky of me, I know. We'll be back on Tuesday night for a Manchester Premier Cup special. The B team are back. The B team are back. Going all the way to Ewan Fields for the final. We're going to be there in May. So that'll be FC Live on Tuesday night. Then we're back on Saturday. Oh, he's on Wednesday. Oh, it's on Wednesday. Oh, I don't want to go to Gorton on Tuesday for no point at all. Anyway, thank you to Emily. Thank you to James. This has been FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCody.com and the Armchair Army. Show We No Names coming up next. Farewell.
Do you want a sandwich? No? How about 10 tonnes of gravel? No? Okay. Can I interest you in a slap across the face? No? Well, in that case, visit ConstructiveCoding.com for something you do want.